Well, there has a campaign to centralise all the motor taxation jobs in Swansea, where up to 6,000 civil servants are now employed in that centre. Now, our Minister for the Environment, Alex Atwood, has asked for a meeting with the Minister responsible for transport in London. That meeting will take place on the 5th of March. And there is a great deal of apprehension on Coleraine that those jobs indeed will go. And that's why we're saying now, look, Northern Ireland is a special place. Jobs have hemorrhaged. We've not benefited from any recovery in the economy in Britain. And if at the end of the day the jobs do go, then we're saying that other jobs should replace them. And, you know, the Treasury has got a great deal of flexibility in that respect. So it's not just about Coleraine, it's about the North West, because the people employed in Coleraine come from all over the North West to employment, and there's quite simply no alternatives.
And if these jobs do go, will these people lose their jobs completely, or will they get a job somewhere else in the civil service?
Well, again, the Minister, Alex Atwood, is adamant. If, in the final analysis, the jobs are lost, then those workers should be relocated within the civil service. But remember, if you're living in Coleraine, then you may find you have to travel to Belfast, to Bangor, to somewhere else. And many of the workers, you know, are also carers for older people and their families. They go home at dinner time to check on them and so on. And really, to be leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning, not returning at 8 or 9 at night, isn't something that anyone would want to relish. But, you know, Coleraine does have, I think, an image of affluence. It doesn't. It's one of the most socially deprived areas. It's part of the North West, which, of course, has been discriminated against for many years. And those jobs, we simply cannot afford to lose them.